Welcome to Comment with me, George Galloway, here on Press TV, still the voice of the voiceless. This is the big conversation. This is the great debate. But it can only be a debate if you join in. That's why, above all, I need your telephone calls. If you call us, we'll call you back. Establish a clear line. The number is 44208601455. Let me give you that again. 44208601455. You call us, we'll call you back. And remember, if you get on the television with me, the volume on your television has to be at zero, or no one will understand either of us, and I'll have to move swiftly on. You can also SMS the show on 44780008066, or you can email me at comment@presstv.co.uk. And don't forget that we're on Twitter, and you can communicate with us that way too. Comment_PressTV. Comment_PressTV. Now, tonight we're discussing Pakistan. In the wake of a series of murderous, nihilistic, insane mass murder. And the method has been tried and tested, of course, and seen in many other places, not the least of them in Syria. Bombs on trains. Bombs at fruit and vegetable markets. Two doctors were murdered in Karachi only because they were Shiite. This mass murder is proceeding across Pakistan, and the state seems absolutely powerless to stop it. And if you look at the bomb in Islamabad, in which more than 20 people died and dozens, maybe scores, were horrifically injured in the fruit and vegetable market, you can see not just that the target is absolutely, utterly, by definition, indiscriminate, it is also targeted at the very poorest people in the country. The people who have nothing to do with the politics of Pakistan, who are powerless to affect the politics of Pakistan, but who were cut down and murdered by the bomb that was planted there. It's an open-air fruit and vegetable market. By definition, the people shopping there are the poorest people, and yet they were murdered. The people on the train, the bomb for which responsibility was chosen by a Baluchi separatist organization seeking to break up Pakistan. Similar so-called armies exist in Iran also, terrorists that are funded by and supported by Western countries, at least in Iran. Who knows who's supporting who in Pakistan and for what purpose? Baluchistan is a very mineral and oil-rich, probably gas-rich also, part of the country, but it cannot be explored properly. It cannot be exploited for the benefit of all the people of Pakistan because of the completely ungovernable security situation there. I myself intended to travel across Baluchistan to try to bring a convoy to occupied Kashmir earlier this year, late last year, but we had to cancel it because we had no doubt, and the state had no doubt, that we were probably going to be murdered if we did. How can Pakistan protect its people? I really don't know the answer to that. The Pakistan state is weak and enfeebled for a number of reasons. Military dictatorship over decades, half almost of the lifetime of Pakistan, has been spent under generals and military juntas. The orientation of the state of Pakistan towards the United States of America, with its occupation in neighboring Afghanistan and its full participation in the so-called war on terror, has alienated the state from very large numbers of its people. The fact that Pakistan is widely held to be complicit in the United States bombing of its own country, its own people, by drones and other military incursions. And of course, the presence in the country of fanatic clerics who wish to persuade the faithful that the road to heaven can somehow be paved with the bodies of people from minority sects and minority religions. I don't know how we can resolve that. I don't know if the state of Pakistan is able to resolve it. The government of Pakistan is able to resolve it. Let's discuss it this evening. And is the cancellation by Zippy Livni of the release of Palestinian prisoners as some kind of retaliation for the failure of the Palestinian leadership to roll over, because Zippy Livni likes Palestinian leaders to roll over. And they cancelled the release of a batch of Palestinian prisoners, causing a total existential crisis to the so-called peace process, which is an endless process, but absolutely no peace. And the question is, have they deliberately created this crisis? And predictably, absolutely predictably, the Palestinian resistance organization, Islamic Jihad, has just announced that it and others are going to try and snatch Israeli soldiers and bargain with them for the release of the thousands of Palestinian prisoners still in the dungeons of the Zionist state, including those who have been promised their release, and including Palestine's Nelson Mandela, the great leader Marwan Barghouti. So the release of Palestinian prisoners is the cancellation of that release by Israel, causing a crisis. Is it deliberate? This follows, of course, John Kerry's statement in the United Arab Emirates about a week ago, in which he said that the talks in Washington were close to collapse, and that the United States may have to disengage from them. And the reason why the talks are close to collapse is that whilst the talking is going on, Israel is continuing illegally to build settlements in the occupied territories and in annexed Jerusalem. In the Arab quarters of Jerusalem, they have cut off the water supply. They have deliberately set out on a policy of ethnic cleansing, the Judaization of Jerusalem, the driving out of Arabs and Muslims from Jerusalem, all in advance of final status talks that probably will never be reached, at least not in the foreseeable future. Let's talk about these subjects. Mohammed's in South Wales, always worth hearing. Mohammed, thanks for ringing. Go ahead, sir.
Assalamu alaikum to you, George.
Wa alaikum salam, thank you.
Good, good. Right, I mean, let me just give you a little background with Pakistan, right?
Yeah.
But I was only about youth then, about 17, 18, I think, when General Zal-Haq came in power for 19 days when he toppled the government.
Yes.
Right? He is the biggest, he was the biggest cause of this Taliban or this Wahhabism sect came to Pakistan. Because at this period, he only came for 19 days and he was going to hold elections. And he stayed, I think, over 9 or 12 years. Right? And in that time, he built so many madrasas, Wahhabi madrasas in Pakistan with the funding of Saudi Arabia. And now we are paying the consequences of these, Taliban madrasas. That's what I call them. In each madrasa in Pakistan, Wahhabi madrasas, you see ammunition. Well, remember the Red Mosque event, right? There was so much ammunition came out of that madrasa. Are we teaching Islam or are we teaching terrorism, right, in these madrasas? What is the Pakistan? We got the number one secret service in the world, ISI, right? This is what everybody say, right? No, they know what's happening in Pakistan, okay? And basically, it's sad what the Saudi Arabia, so-called Muslim protectors of the world, or the head of the Islamic Ummah, that's what they like to call themselves, but they are the biggest enemy of Islam in this. I'm not fear of America, to be honest with you, or Britain or Europe. I'm more fear of Saudi Arabia because of what their teaching are being taught in these madrasas, right? Kill, doesn't matter who they are, kill these Shia people. Shia people are just human beings like any other, right? When we go to the Hajj, when we perform our Hajj at Arafat, the night we spend there, we cannot take a leave of a tree because that contains life. Now, Allah says in the Quran, life is so valuable, right? Now, how can these people teach these mullahs, so-called mullahs, I call them terrorists, right, with their long beards and their salwars up their backside, okay, teaching about Islamic faith, right? There is no way in Islam. I don't call them Muslim.
So how do you think this can be resolved, Muhammad?
The only way we can resolve it, George, to be honest with you, is if our military, right, and our government do not get any money back pocket, because when you start eating haram money, unlawful money, right, in the Quran it states, if what you eat is what you produce, right? So if I eat haram, meaning unlawful way of earning money, my children will be born, right, of this kind of a haram way of thinking, unlawful
okay,
way of...
Okay, Muhammad, thanks, sir.